Hachette Audio presents Art Girls Are Easy. Written by Julie Klausner. Read by Julie Klausner. Chapter 1. Indigo Hamlisch stared out the window of her father's gray Mercedes coupe and thought about sex. It was 5:30 a.m., and even though the early summer sun had already risen over the suburban vanishing point where golf course met sky, it was still way too early for anybody in her right mind to be thinking about anything besides caffeine. But Indigo was 30 minutes out of a vivid, if pedestrian, erotic daydream about her art teacher, Nick Estep. She squirmed around in the tight back seat, trying to find a comfortable position for her long legs. Up front, Leo Hamlisch merged onto the northbound Taconic Parkway, while her stepmom, Yoshiko, fussed with the stereo. Yoshiko had managed to tune the radio to an odd number between the classical station, 888 AM, and the Traffic and Weather Together news standby, 1015 AM. Soft, creaking violins whinnied into static, broken up only by the faint announcements of the time and temperature. The effect was far from soothing. Yoshiko was probably trying to make some sort of statement by lingering between the two stations, though Indigo had no idea what it could be this time. Maybe she was trying to say something about limbo, being stuck between two places, or something equally as convoluted. Yoshiko, an experimental performance artist, was a little eccentric. Not that Indigo could really judge her. In fact, the whole reason for this very car trip might have seemed strange to any outsider. It was the last time Indigo would be making this trip to the bus that took her where she'd spent every summer since she was 7 years old, Silver Springs Academy for Fine and Performing Arts for Girls. She was 15, the oldest you can be at Silver Springs, and she'd been looking forward to this day throughout the entire school year. When she took that trip to camp, it always felt like she was going home instead of the other way around. The crackling stereo grew louder, and Indigo's dad turned down the volume without saying a word. "How does it feel back there?" Indigo shrugged. "It's all right, I guess. More cramped than the last car. I'm pretty sure I lost feeling in my left foot an hour ago." She wiggled her toes until pins and needles darted through them. "Well, not much longer now, Peanut." Leo smiled and resisted the pull of sentimentality, choosing not to remark on how little Indy used to be when they'd drop her at camp on their way to Nantucket. The Hamlishes were from New York City, but always summered with power wasps in between Leo's meetings with the rest of the board of directors of the American Civil Liberties Union and Yoshiko's experimental art performances, which were interesting. Yoshiko Hamlisch's most recent work involved her sitting in a freestanding bathtub filled with lukewarm borscht while she folded paper cranes and placed them on top of the magenta soup like rubber ducks. It was supposed to be a commentary about mixed marriages and assimilation. It was extremely well received.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?